Hi, it's Mokshne here, again speaking on day 7 of the European Chairs Assembly at Adistana. So the meeting has continued, we're nearing our end. Over the last couple of days, we've continued exploring the main theme of this meeting, which has been talking about the culture at Triratna Centres. So what are our main values and principles in Triratna? What have we got in common? So yesterday we had Sada Loka, the current chair of the College of Public Preceptors, come and speak to us. And this morning we had a range of briefings, and one of them was Charunalika from the Indian Dhamma Trust and Priyananda from Windows Publications. So Charunalika, can you come and tell us, so why did you come to the chairs meeting?
Well, I came to, specifically to talk about the 60th anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar's conversion to Buddhism, which in October this year is going to be huge. And I would like to invite centres to make it big outside of India as well. So India Dharma Trust has put together a number of resources to show how significant Dr. Ambedkar's life and vision is not only to India and the Dalits in India, but to the world. And just what an influence Dr. Ambedkar had on Bante and Bante on Dr. Ambedkar.
Yes, so perhaps you can say a bit more. So why is it so important that especially we in the Western Triratna centres celebrate and know more, get to know more about Dr. Ambedkar and who he was?
Well, not many people know, but half of our movement is in India. A third of our order members are there. There's 10,000 mitras. There's 1,500 mitras who've asked for ordination. Half of them are women. And they are very much influenced by Dr. Ambedkar's teachings. Dr. Ambedkar freed them from the oppression of caste. And Bante obviously came, as most of us know, and after Dr. Ambedkar died, he continued to teach tens of hundreds of thousands of new Buddhists at that time. And Dr. Ambedkar has got a lot to teach the world. He was a great revolutionary, and he transformed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people by peaceful means.
And when you were talking, you had a really interesting little anecdote that you mentioned about when, in response to a question, when he had been most inspired or happy in his life, what Bante's answer was.
Yes, there was a couple of interviews about 10 years ago, I think, and he talked about, he was asked about when he, the moment that he was most proud of, and he referred to Buddha pride as opposed to personal pride. And he said that he felt most proud of the time that he was teaching the Dalits, the ex-untouchables. They were desperate to learn about Buddhism, and they had no one to teach them, and it was Sangharakshita was there and able to do it. He also referred in another interview to that also being his happiest moments.
Mm-hmm. That's quite moving to hear that. So what's going to happen, or what would you like to see for this autumn?
Well, I'd like to see as many centres as possible celebrating the 60th anniversary, but I'd also like to see more interest taken in centres in that half of our Sangha that is in India. And I'd like to see us recognise the fact that we are a worldwide Sangha.
Great. And perhaps finally, so I said that you work for the India Dhamma Trust. Can you just say a little bit about what the India Dhamma Trust is and what you do?
The India Dhamma Trust is a Triratna charity, internal charity, that supports the spread of the Dharma in India by giving to the ordination teams and the projects that they prioritise. So basically, we help people in India to become ordained and then to spread the Dharma throughout India. The Dharma has spread to 14 states in India, and there's a lot of work involved in that. And an example of how far money goes in India, £100 pays for a month's salary for a part-time person to work about 15 days a month. £200 can pay for an 8-day retreat for 10 people. And, you know, obviously money does go a long way in India. And we would like more support throughout the sanghas and the centres to help us to actually realise the aims and the goals of the Indian ordination teams.
Tarun Lalika, thank you very much indeed. It's really fascinating. And if you want to know more, then please do look at the web page of the India Dharma Trust. And there's also the, you can donate via that site. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mokshani.